Hi Paul, how are you?
Yeah, alright, yeah. Back, thank you. Any news?
Yeah. Sorry, did you say any news?
Yeah, any news, anything going on?
I was just about to say, yeah, it's a shame, and sort of the fans can turn so quickly, and then once a few of them sort of like start going, it almost becomes mob mentality. And you saw like a few of them going over towards the bench and trying to shout stuff towards him during the match, and you felt a bit sorry for him, still on his own there on the touchline, having to take all that.
It's absolutely shocking. The thing is, as a manager, I mean, the players capitulated at the end, I suppose. The trouble is, they got a bad day. We did play really well. I don't think many teams could have played like we did in the last 20 minutes. So it probably made it look a bit worse. But I think the thing is, the manager, you can't make players confident. It's results that make players confident. I think all you can do as a manager is set up a process in place to set them up to try and get results. I thought they did quite well that first half an hour.
Yeah, and of course they had the shot that hit the bar as well, didn't they? Which was fine margins, I suppose, as well, isn't it?
I mean, if you look at what a manager can do, he can set the team up, he can change it, he can do something at half time, and then he can make changes at the end of the game. There's about sort of three things he can do. He set them up really well because they were good in the first half. They obviously started.